Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Y'all know I have come to the realization that I was on the wrong track for a few years of my life when I wanted to be a football and baseball coach. That's what my goal was going to be. That's the career path I had chosen for myself when I was a young man. I was going to be a teacher and a coach, and I was going to teach speech and theater as well as English, and then coach football and baseball. And the reason I chose those subjects is because those were my strong subjects in school, and they never had coaches that would teach those subjects. Coaches always taught free enterprise or history or civics, things like that. But I wanted to be a coach. That's what I wanted to be. But if I would have known then that you can do like they do now and just call yourself a coach over anything, like I am a life coach, I am a weight loss coach, I am a fitness coach. Even this woman who is a relationship coach, a dating coach is what she is. Now, you don't have to be any type of certification or anything to call yourself a dating coach, do you?
Well, I don't think so.
And she looks really young.
Yeah, she does.
So, I mean, it's just marketing. And so here's a clip of what she does, and she's telling guys not to automatically write themselves off as being ugly. Okay?
Fellas, here are some signs you are better looking than you think.
People do a double take when they see you.
Random people compliment you. You get random follows and messages on social media.
People remember you.
You get compared to celebrities. Women get nervous around you.
Okay.
I do. Can't say I've experienced any of those.
Yeah. Well, women get nervous around guys who have knives.
Right.
Doesn't mean they think they're good looking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I never get mistaken for a celebrity. None of those things.
Yeah. I do.
Do?
Yeah. Phil Collins.
Oh. He's a very talented man.
Yeah, that's what it always depends on the celebrity is the point I always try to make. They say, I look like a celebrity. Yeah, but which celebrity?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Could be anybody.
Yeah. But she just calls herself a coach, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't follow her or anything to see if she's got the certifications to be a dating coach.
Yeah.
I mean, how many years of continuing education is that?
I don't think very many.
I mean, but all of that is so public knowledge. I mean,
it's just,
it doesn't take a rocket science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but sometimes guys need that. Guys are, too hard on themselves.
Yeah, I like this. I think it's good. I mean, I think it's highly unrealistic that if any of those things happen, a guy is going to be struggling to date.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You don't think that the guy who is good looking doesn't know that he's good looking?
No.
I always say that too. People know whether they're good looking or not.
Yeah. You have a base level of knowledge of like where you kind of stand.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can turn things or change or, get uglier or better looking. It's just you kind of know where you're at.
And you can nitpick yourself, but at the end of the day, know that you do have these flaws and all, but you are good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just those things would make me perfect is what you tell yourself.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Lindsay?
Right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yay. I told you whenever I would hear the Ice Cube say that in songs, I didn't know he was talking about cocaine.
Say it again.
Yay.
Talking about Yale.
Yeah.
I hate that.
But maybe he wasn't. But yay is cocaine, right?
Yeah.
Yayo.
But yay for short.
You can call it that too.
You can call it anything you want.
A little Colombian marching powder, a little party pack.
The way I found out about that, I was an adult, and this friend of mine was talking about some guy that he had just seen doing the cocaine. We were at a, you know, on a vacation far away. It was on one of our listener trips that we did. And he said, man, I was just in the bathroom, and there's a guy in there doing yay. And I said, what? He's doing yay, man. You know, he's right there in the bathroom. He's doing yay. And I said, hold on, man. I don't know drug culture. What are you talking about? Is that some sort of drug? He goes, yeah, it's cocaine. I said, yay is cocaine? Yeah, yayo is what they call it. I said, what? Don't talk to me like I'm a drug addict. I don't know about all that. Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Good. You shouldn't know that.
Yeah. But my daughter used to call yellow yayo, and she'd scream, and I'm like, don't. Yayo.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is an audio clip from a video that there is a gentleman standing on the street, on the sidewalk in front of somebody's house or something in a neighborhood, and he's holding a plate, like a full dinner plate, and it is piled with food. Looks like maybe pork chops, some sort of green beans, macaroni and cheese, mashed potato. I mean, just a full cornbread. Just a big old ass plate of home cooked food. He's standing in the yard eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to explain to the cameraman why he can't eat the mac and cheese. And he's saying, you can have the macaroni and cheese if you want. But he just can't really explain well that he has he's lactose intolerant. That's what he's trying to say. Listen,
what you said you can't eat?
I can't eat macaroni.
What's in it? What wrong with the macaroni cheese?
Lactose. What you do? See?
What you mean you what?
Lactose.
You what?
Macaroni. You want it? You have it.
You say you what?
Lactalosis.
The f*** is that?
What is it then? Lactalosis. Say
the f***.
Say it real quick though. I see you got him camera, but I'm saying say it though.
Hey, say this for real, bro. Come not on, playing, man.
I'm sorry, I ain't playing. Lactalosis. Lactalosis, boy.
Lactalosis, boy. Because he doesn't have a speech impediment or anything. He's not making fun of that. There are just some things that that people can't say. There are certain things. And no matter how hard he tries, he cannot say lactose intolerant.
No. And tried to turn it on the cameraman, too. Yeah. He's like, well, you say it. I don't think the cameraman can say it either.
You say it.
Yeah.
He's like, quit playing, boy. Say it.
Yeah, you got the camera. I'll turn around and say it yourself.
He's like, you can have it. You can have it. He's trying to be nice. You can eat that mac and cheese. I don't want it.
Lactalosis.
How do you say it? How you say it?
Lactalosis.
I guess that is a difficult word to say if you've never seen it. lactose intolerant.
I can't even say it after hearing that.
My mama's best friend from the time they were first grade on in Jonesboro, Louisiana, was super smart. She had she was a teacher, and she had a master's degree in education and a plus 30, which is right before a doctorate. So very educated woman. And she could not pronounce the word handkerchief.
Oh, right.
No matter how hard she tried. She called it a hankstikuf. Hankstikuf.
Yeah. What is that? Like, why can't you just...
Her mouth just could not form that word.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief. Yeah.
Hanky.
You ever hear anybody pronounce it all the way with a handkerchief?
Handkerchief. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Would you like handkerchief?
Is that Southern or what? What is that?
Some old Southern, but I think it's English first, the British.
Oh.
And then the old South, some of that carried over.
Handkerchief.
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 But a hankstikuf.
Hankstikuf. Yeah, yeah.
I can't even say that. Yeah. Hankstikuf.
That was back in the day when everybody, all the guys were probably still carrying handkerchiefs too.
Yeah.
So it probably came up a lot more than it would now.
My father-in-law always has a hankstikuf on him.
Does he? Yeah. That might just be going away. Like, young people just don't carry the handkerchief. And what does he use it mostly for? Blowing his nose?
Yeah, he's got allergies.
There's something kind of gross about it. You just like stick it back in your pocket.
But it's also, he'll like after he uses it, he gets another one.
He'll
like,
go.
I guess as soon as he gets home or whatever. But yeah, he has stacks of them.
Yeah.
Stacks and stacks.
Yeah, I know. It was like a commonplace if every guy had a handkerchief on him.
But a lot of times it was chivalry,
Yeah, right.
The woman starts crying or whatever. Sure. It's like, or sneezes. Here, would you like a handkerchief?
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been taking up too much room in my pocket. It'd be bulky. Yeah,
I got things. Bulky. Yeah. I got an iPhone.
And also, when someone wipes their nose, you just put it back. I mean.
Yeah.
We just put it back in my pocket. Like, no, I'm throwing that away.
Yeah, but I don't think at that point you put it in your lapel pocket. I think you got to put it in the back pocket.
You might go to the butt pocket. Right. That makes more sense.
Because you're going to be touching it back there less.
Less.
You know, because you'll put your hands in your front pockets, just relaxing or whatever. You're like, ooh, I just, it's not gross. Right.
Yeah. Weren't you going to carry a pocket watch there for a little bit? Am I making that up?
Didn't me? You,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, because I was going to wear a monocle as well.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm picturing.
Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Yeah.
That's another one of those things you just don't see anymore.
My friend Bobby got one.
Did he really?
Yeah. We were talking about it one day, and he goes, why can't we get one? I'm going to get one. And so he.
Oh, a monocle?
Yeah,
a monocle. Oh, I thought you were talking about the.
No, he got a monocle. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Just to be funny.
Oh, just to be funny. Okay.
Yeah. Are they he'll pull it out. It's just like reading glasses. It's like a magnifying glass. Yeah.
I mean, that'll stop the room. I mean, that's an icebreaker. Like, somebody pulls out a monocle.
Yeah.
And you hold it?
I think you can actually put it under your eye where you can hold it like a. Sometimes. I can use tanning bed glasses without the little rubber band thing around the head, and I can put them in my eyes and close my eyes down onto them where it holds them in place.
Yeah.
It's more being held by my eyebrows.
Yeah.
But the monocle, you have to open your eye. That was the purpose of it, right?
So
it's like you got to hold it and open your eye.
Mm-hmm. I think it's sexy.
That hot guy over there with the monocle.
What if a woman did it? Instead of Jody with her big old ass reading glasses, her papers, she just would pull out a monocle. This guy got like Bobby's had the string hanging from it the whole thing. Really, yeah.
It'd be less stupid than those big glasses you wear.
I'll have you know, Riggins, everywhere I go, people compliment me about my glasses.
She said it three times the other day when she was here because I was making fun of her. She said, I don't care what you say. I believe you. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just pointing out they're huge. Because they are. They're massive.
Yeah. She's something.
She is.
She's something. But I have gone into restaurants and all and forgotten my reading glasses, and then I have to use hers to read the menu.
Yeah.
So I've been in public wearing those big-ass red glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh gosh,
I love that. And they're huge. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're enormous. They're great. You don't have to wear readers yet, do you, Lindsay?
No, I'm supposed to wear. Well, supposed to. I don't know. I have some to drive at night, mm-hmm. but I've had them since I was on the radio the first time 10 years ago. It just makes it crystal clear.
Yeah, I wish like I didn't know that about two. You.
Yeah, it's like 0.2. I think you've seen them on me. Anyway. I never wear them.
Mm-hmm.
They look like drive at night.
They look like Elton John's glasses. Do they? Know, the diamonds around them.
Yeah.
Benny and the Jets.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen my little friend Jenny drive at night.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't drive at night. Huh?
She doesn't?
No.
I don't either.
You don't either?
Well, I'm in bed by 8, so. Right.
I mean, yeah, I get it. But I mean, every once in a while, don't you?
You go to dinners and stuff with girls where you drive, don't you?
I have. I don't mm-hmm. commonly do it. Yeah.
You were out with your mom the other night for that show. Who drives? Is that your?
Oh, I drive then. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
But my little friend Jenny can't drive after dark because she's already in them beers.
Oh.
Oh. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a booze hound. Really? And that's why she doesn't drive at night? Because there's
she won't take a chance. Even if she has just a couple of beers, she won't.
That's great.
Yeah.
But every night there's beers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. With dinner.
Yeah.
And then before dinner and then right after dinner and before dessert and after dessert and before the midnight snack and after the you know, but just a couple.
Just a couple.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, I'd say a handle of vodka a day. No big deal.
It's poppers.
Turn.
No, I'm kidding. But I didn't even know that that it was called a handle.
A handle?
Until not long ago. I always just called it a half gallon.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Or is that a gallon? It's a half gallon, right?
It's a half gallon is a handle.
And do you know why they call a regular size bottle a fifth, Lindsay?
Because it's a fifth?
Of what?
Of liquor? What do you mean?
It's a fifth of a gallon.
Fifth of a gallon? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. It's so funny you thought
it was
I
a trick question.
Yeah,
she's like, I know he's trying to trick me.
A fifth of what? Liquor. It's an all-time classic. That's funny. It's all right, smart ass. Yeah, I do. It's a fifth of liquor.
Fit, duh.
Did I answer the riddle?
Well, the first part was even, you know what a fifth is? Yeah, it's a fifth. Yeah, I do, shithead. Fifth.
Yeah, it's the next size down from a handle.
Yeah.
You just said it.
It's funny.
Riggins, have you never carried a pint of anything in your boot? Like into a movie theater or anything?
I'd really have to think about it. I don't think so. A pint in your boot. I got a pint in my boot.
You've never used your boots as a mode of carry?
I don't think so.
You know, like in the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, the woman would talk about how much money she made as a stripper, and she'd come home every night with however much in her boot.
Yeah.
Like $200-$300 in my boot.
Yeah, I've always been the sexiest one in the family. I did have shoes that could carry your weed for you. That's the closest I got. It had a little Velcro pouch in the tongue of those high tops I used to wear.
Yeah.
And you could put like a dime bag in there or something.
That's a lot though, isn't it? How much is a dime bag?
It's a dime bag.
It's a dime bag.
So it's
like, how big is it?
Like, it'll be a small little baggie.
Oh.
Like and it's $10, so it would be good for like, you know, a blunt or something.
It's a dime size, right?
No, it's like, bigger than that. It's like the smallest like little plastic baggie you would see. I mean, it's probably I don't know.
And since it costs $10, they call it a dime.
Dime, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't buying dime bags of weed. I mean, that's just not my thing, but some people did.
I still think one of the greatest nicknames ever is Dimebag Daryl. That's such a good name.
Yeah.
Dimebag Daryl. And what a talented guitarist.
Incredible.
Mm-mm.
Old Dimebag.
Love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you love Pantera, Lindsay? Yeah. Wasn't that one of your favorite bands? Was Dimebag Darrell on lead guitar?
No.
What's your favorite Dimebag Darrell song?
Rob was making a reference earlier in the day and asked Lindsay, hey, is it like on that one Pantera song? I mean, is it like on that one, he said, Disturbed? That one Disturbed song where the guy says, da, 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 da. And Lindsay was looking even more confused than when I was asking her what a fifth is. She's like, what?
I'm shocked that I'm almost embarrassed that he would think I'd know that.
Yeah, it was like the worst reference to give to Lindsay. He's like, you know, the end of that one Disturbed song. I mean, vague can you be?
Because
I mean, I thought it was a joke at first.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Lindsay, as much as you love the song F Like a Beast by Wasp, you should know this.
What? What? You know, Rob loves that rock stuff. He does. Wasn't he was on stage with Disturbed, I think, one time. Went to a show and they brought him on stage to fist pump.
I thought they brought him up there to clean up a mess.
They might have done that too.
Hey, bring your mop. It's like, I don't have them. I don't work here.
Yeah.
Roadie. Rob could be a roadie.
Mm-hmm. We used to have an intern named Roadie Rob.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was he a roadie?
Yeah.
For who?
Ace's band, The Charity Case.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he get the internship first or the roadie job first?
The roadie job first.
Okay, that's better.
And then he was going to broadcast school.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God that Ace didn't say, hey, you're a good intern. Come be a roadie.
Yes, thank God. Because that's exactly what he would do. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just thinking about asking. I'm going to work. Doesn't hurt to ask.
We need some help.
Yeah. Yeah, he would love that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to load in. I need help loading in, loading out.
When you were an intern, Riggins, what did Gwen tell you? I always forget the specifics of how she wanted her coffee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, what a pain in the ass. I'm sorry. She's like, all right, here's the deal. I'm being funny. She's here's the deal with the coffee. You just fill it out 3/4 of the way and then enough creamer to make it khaki. And then you take the Splenda and you want to hold the corner of the Splenda and then pour the rest of it in there. But hold back on the full packet. You just hold the corner.
Yeah. So all but one pinch.
Yeah. All perfect. But one pinch, Gwen.
So precise.
Yeah. You think? And make it khaki. So, and, you know, I was young. I was 20 years old, you know, and I thought she was just so hot. She is hot. But I was like, yeah, of course.
But and now looking back, remember when you didn't make it right? She was like, do you know what color khaki is? You're like, no, actually, I don't. Like,
once it turns khaki, stop.
Yeah. But it was exciting. I was getting to make coffee. That's part of the job. But yeah, now looking back, mm-hmm. I'm like, what a pain in the ass she was. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. You kidding? You say what a pain in the ass she still is.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Get the latest Extra Funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. In 3, 3, 2, 1. This is TJ and Riggins.